100 Word Stories.
Today's story is called Super Blood. It's by Lawrence Simon. Normal blood wasn't good enough for some athletes, so a research lab quietly developed Super Blood. It transported oxygen and hormones more efficiently than regular blood. When they tried to test for Super Blood, it showed up as normal blood. Instead of banning Super Blood, leagues licensed it. Athletes signed sponsorship deals, high school kids got back-alley transfusions, and some bled out or got contaminated or fake batches and died. There was an AIDS and hepatitis D scare there, too. Eventually, Yamaha developed artificial muscles that performed great regardless of blood. If only scientists spent so much effort making people less stupid. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives, one a day, until thedayidie.com. I'm gonna stay away from super blood. Vampires. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.